With us this morning, Hillary Bacher. She is co-owner of Home Instead. Good morning, Hillary.
Good morning.
So we are talking. I'm looking at my protein shake, as you know. And let's talk about nutrition and seniors. It is a Wellness Wednesday, and we've heard, and I'm sure we've all noticed, like with our parents or grandparents, that obviously our needs change dietary wise, and what we want to intake as we get older change. As well.
Absolutely. You know, I think it's so interesting, and the pandemic really highlighted this. The nutrition that a senior gets on a daily basis, what we have found is that the companionship side of nutrition is almost just as important. Mm-hmm. What we have found is that seniors, through research, about 72% of seniors, they eat a meal alone. That could be on a daily basis, on a weekly basis. And so you think about mealtime, right? It's such an important interaction we have with our families at night or in the morning. But when a senior doesn't have that companion, it really can affect their nutrition. So what do you do to try to make that, you know, not as a hard a situation for them? You know, you've got to get involved as a family member, or look for an agency that maybe could provide a caregiver support to focus on that nutrition.
And I think you're right, because sometimes if you don't have that companionship to encourage you to eat, you might just say, I don't need lunch today. And sometimes you will see or hear of people. I've done the same thing. I don't have anybody there to eat with, so I'll just say I'm not that hungry and just skip it. And that's not good.
Absolutely. It's interesting, when we start caring for seniors and they come on service as a Home Instead client, nutrition is almost always a factor. And it's not their family's fault that it's happened. It's just part of the aging, what happens as we age. Nutrition becomes less important because you don't have that regular routine. You're not getting up and going to work. Maybe you've lost a spouse, and so you spend a lot of time alone. But a couple signs that we start looking for and that family members can look for on just like poor signs of nutrition. That's the first thing. You got to identify it, right? You know, looking for loss of appetite, maybe a sudden weight change, or even a cognitive. Maybe you start seeing they're being forgetful, you know, not answering the phone. You show up and their fridge is empty. Those are some real signs you can start looking for to know if your senior, you know, has an opportunity.
Because they're malnourished.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, you think about it, your blood sugar as a young adult can get low, and right, you're not the same person as you were on a full stomach. And our seniors, they absolutely experience that, and they might possibly have another chronic condition going on too. So there's lots of factors.
I know my mother, for example, she's always, all of her life, been very weight conscious. And in these last 10 or 15, 20 years, she's focused a lot on her own nutrition. And so there are some dishes that she always prepares for herself that's fresh vegetables and things like that. And she's still able to drive competently and safely. But I know there are many out there who are in their late 70s or even later 80s who don't have that opportunity to get out to the grocery store on their own to make sure that they are putting good nutritional foods in their cupboards and in their refrigerators. So how do we fix that?
Absolutely. So, you know, one of our services, we call it meal preparation, but within meal preparation, that includes a caregiver can do for you grocery shopping. They can actually help you meal plan. You think about it, you know, working with the senior and having that activity with them to actually sit down. Okay, let's plan out some meals for the week. What are your favorite items that you enjoy? And a caregiver wants to cook those for that senior. But what other items could the caregiver recommend, whether it's fruits and vegetables, to kind of integrate with that meal plan? But having a caregiver, the transportation side of going to the grocery store is really the key. Because a lot of times family members, they want to do that for their aging loved one, but they work full time. You know, they get off work and they're exhausted, right? Having a caregiver help with that task can be such a great part for a family member, and to let a caregiver just do that task with the senior.
And I can see it's just that one task would be so important as the transportation side, because the elder person who can't get to the grocery store themselves, they can still cook for themselves. I mean, they can prepare this stuff too. And it's nice to have a caregiver do that planning for them to make sure they're getting the right nutritional stuff that, like I said, they can cook themselves.
Absolutely. And you think about just an activity for a senior to be able to get out of the home if they had a caregiver that could support them with that. Mm-hmm. I mean, just the act of like driving to the grocery store and the conversation you can have, the companionship side, but also getting back to the home and letting the senior cook the meal, but being there for safety, mm-hmm. you know, with the stove or the oven. You know, one thing with our service, we want to come in and help the senior and really support the family, but we've got to help the senior still live independently in their own home. That's how we keep them at home long term. Yeah. But these little things like getting them to the grocery store, the transportation side, and meal planning with them, these are game changers for a senior and for their family.
So let me ask you this, because like having that person to help is a blessing. Mm-hmm. Sometimes getting that senior to accept that help is a little difficult. How do you get to that point?
You guys are kind of laughing like you've had experience with this before, maybe. and, you know, what's so interesting, when we meet with the family, a lot of times, and the aging person that we're going to care for, they do not want our services. It's the family that needs the support. And so we have to present the information in a way of, this is things I've said to a family and a senior in a consultation. I'm your ticket to stay at home. Like, the things that our caregivers can help you with can help you stay in your home where you have your photos, your memories, mm-hmm. right, of your mm-hmm. family. Maybe it's where you raised your kids, where your spouse, maybe he's passed away, but you want to be surrounded by what's comfortable.
Sure.
Having a caregiver can help you hold on to that as long as possible. And so really painting the picture of why they want to stay at home, because I know for me, when I'm at that stage in my life, those things are important to me. And so we really try to lay it out why it would be a benefit to stay at home. We also throw out sometimes as well, and it depends on the situation, we're going to help your daughter. By letting a caregiver coming in, it's going to help out your daughter who works 50 hours a week, has young kids that have activities. If you would let a caregiver come into the home and care for you, it would really help your daughter out. So just really giving some real life examples of the impact that it would have to accept a caregiver in the home.
Hillary, one of the other benefits I see of that is if the caregiver is doing the logistical work of keeping the elder person in their home and maintaining some sense of independence, that time that the caregiver is doing that stuff can then free up the time for that son, for that daughter, to spend quality time with that person.
It's absolutely true. And I know you guys, this is all so relatable when we're talking about it, right? I mean, family members, what you just said, go through every day. Mm-hmm. And that's another thing we point out to the maybe the daughter or son and say, if we can do the laundry for your aging loved one, if we can go to the grocery store, if we can do the light housekeeping, companionship, when you come and see your mom or dad in the evening, you're right. It's just quality time. It's more of just that relationship. Because let's be honest, a lot of times we see that the daughter or son, they don't want to do personal care tasks maybe for their aging loved one. And that's okay. Mm-hmm. There's some dignity that you want to be able to hold on to in a daughter or son relationship with their mom or dad.
Yeah.
And so, you know, if a caregiver, even on the personal care side, we're talking about nutrition, but if that's a task they could help out with, it could be a game changer.
Yeah.
So do you train them or do the elder people train them on how to be chefs? Because we all have different tastes, right?
That's so true. So, you know, we've got some awesome care professionals that work for Home Instead. We're so blessed. And so we have some that are really, maybe that is their expertise in caregiving. They're great at cooking. They love to cook. They love just that sense of helping a senior with that task. And so we find out that a senior client's coming on board and nutrition and meal planning is the most important. We seek out that caregiver that's on our roster that's maybe a specialty that they have. And so we pair up those
excellent
individuals.
Excellent knife skills, right?
That's right.
I have those excellent knife
that's
skills.
That's right. That's right.
Well, we're going to be talking more with you, Hillary, again. Hillary Bacher, she is co-owner of Home Instead. We're going to be taking a quick commercial break before we come back here on Four States Live.
You're listening to Four States Live with Shannon Bruffett and Kevin Seidenstricker, AM 860 and 97.5 KKOW.
Good morning and welcome back to Four States Live, your voice of the Four States community. Shannon Bruffett sitting here next to me. I'm Kevin Seidenstricker, and we are happy to be joined with Hillary Bacher from, I was wanting to say Home Alone.
That's a Christmas movie. We're not there yet, Kevin.
Home Instead, providing just a really great service and quality care to our elders. And thanks for joining us again, Hillary.
Thank you for having me.
So one of the things that's always challenging with an elder person, whether they're living in their own home or maybe they're in assisted living or assisted, it's almost inevitable that percentage of our elder community who finds themselves beginning to show signs of either Alzheimer's or dementia. And that can be so tasking on, I know, just health caregivers, but also the families. And how does Home Instead fit into that picture?
Well, it's so true. And first off, I want to give your listeners a resource they can start using today. It's one of my favorite things that we have for families. It's called the Alzheimer's Daily Companion app, and it's free on your iPhone or Android. And you can actually download this app and get free tips like today on behaviors, emotional support, resources on how to even get a senior to take a shower. I mean, something that is a big task with someone that has dementia, right? Getting them to keep up with their personal care. This free resource, this app, you can download today and get tips and help immediately. So I want to put that out there. It's just a really good resource.
What's it called again?
It's called the Alzheimer's Daily Companion app.
Okay. I'm going to write that down because I want to make sure I mention that when we post this interview on our Facebook page and KKOWAM.com. I want to make sure I put that in the title.
Absolutely. It's something that our staff uses, our care professionals use, but we always give it out to family members because we know that everything could be going great, and then there's a scenario maybe with their aging loved one that has dementia that can really turn your day into a tailspin, and so we want to have that resource out there.
What are some of the signs maybe that it is dementia or it is Alzheimer's? Because a lot of times I think we as loved ones or as caregivers, if we see them on a day-to-day basis, we may not notice, you know, that slow progression. Sometimes it goes quickly, but you all may be able to, you know, step in and say, ooh, something's not quite right here. Maybe what should we be looking for that their memory is becoming an issue or we've got bigger issues to deal with?
So a lot of times we'll see maybe your aging loved one has problems just communicating, just a problem in just communicating their needs, what they need as an individual. If they're having trouble completing tasks around their homes, right, you think about maybe a senior client that they were a homemaker and that was a big part of their life is keeping up their home and keeping it clean. And you come into a home and there's dishes in the sink and, you know, laundry hasn't been done. Daily tasks that were simple to them are not simple anymore. And so you can kind of look around the home for those signs. Maybe their home isn't how it used to be. You know, we see a lot in the depression side. So just with our seniors, and that's a really sad piece, right? And a lot of that could be due to loneliness. I mean, you think about seniors over the last couple of years with the pandemic, very isolated. And so the depression side, the act of just being lonely could be a sign as well. And then something is we think is maybe not a huge deal, but forgetting someone's name or recent events could be a sign that they're maybe going down that path of dementia or Alzheimer's.
And how do you broach that subject, you know, that their loved one is changing with the caregivers or with those loved, you know, the younger loved ones? How do you say, hey, something with your mom, grandma, we got to discuss this?
It's very delicate, I'll be honest with you. One thing we train our care professionals on is to report and record. So when they see a change in condition in the senior, we ask them to call our office. And our client care team, who's very experienced, will go out and do what we call a quality assurance visit and just discuss the changes that the caregiver has noticed. Because you think about a caregiver being in the home with your mom or dad, they might be there Monday through Friday. They see them every day. So they do start to see the changes in behavior. Maybe more than a family member. And so we want to just communicate that with the family and let them know what resources we have that are out there. And it could be something as simple as adding additional hours of care It could be maybe they need to go see their primary care doctor. We might recommend that. Or maybe they need additional services in the home, such as hospice or home health. And so that quality visit that our team comes out and does with the client and their family member, and sometimes the caregiver is there as well, can really help bridge that gap and just have just a very just calm conversation about it.
Hillary, has Home Instead had a pretty good track record with those families and making those recommendations and seeing them willing to accept that? Because like you said, there's got to be some challenges with that.
You bet. You know, we always give recommendations and resources. Sometimes the families, they don't initially accept those. But if we can plant the seed, that's what we want to do, because that's our job. We're the home care experts. If we don't say anything, shame on us, right?
Right.
So we really want to be that advocate for the senior and support that family member. So they might not initially go the route that we recommend. It might take time, but sometimes they're like, thank you for that resource. I'm calling hospice today, or I'm calling a home health agency today, or I'm making that doctor's appointment. Because we have some great partners that we work with in the community when it comes to home health and hospice and doctors in the area. So we have relationships with the resources that we're giving. And I think that holds some clout with the family when we said, hey, we've done this for a previous family in a similar situation, and this worked great for them.
Mm-hmm.
This might be a good avenue to try.
And I imagine you have some great relationships with the different organizations in the area that provide assisted living as well, because I know that you guys, you and your team, want the best for your clients, and you know when those signs start popping up that, you know, you're getting close to exceeding our services' mm-hmm. abilities to properly care for them.
You know, and that does happen sometimes, and we're very frank and honest with family members when we see that.
Yeah.
And sometimes families approach us maybe sooner than we think that the senior's ready, and that's fine mm-hmm. too. We're going to support the senior and their family with whatever decision they make, but you're absolutely right. Assisted living communities in our area, independent living, even our skilled facilities, we've got mm-hmm. some awesome partners out there, and that's just the next transition of care for a senior. If they can't stay at home, we want them to go to a good spot if it's not with us. It's important to us.
Yeah.
And talk about while they're still at home mm-hmm. and you talked about, you know, hospice, you talked about working with maybe home health.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you really can take a team approach. It's not just, you know, one agency here, one agency. You all kind of really can work together.
It's pretty fabulous when it works out in that scenario mm-hmm. because what we have found over the last 11 years is that when we have additional partners in the home, if that senior is ready for that level of care, man, they get the very best. Mm-hmm. And that's important to us. And so bringing a partner in, another medical agency, can really be beneficial for the senior.
And again, the whole point of all this is to keep that senior at home as long as possible.
You bet. I mean, you know, our clients, they start out as little as 12 hours a week. Someone can stay at home for 12 hours a week with caregiving services. We do have some clients that have 24-hour care and everything in between. And so it's really an individualized care plan for the individual based on their care needs. If they have Alzheimer's or dementia, it could be a safety concern. They might need more hours than someone who's just starting out needing care with maybe companionship and light housekeeping, maybe meals. And so meeting with that family and discussing what the care needs are, if it is Alzheimer's and dementia, that really lets us know how many hours we could recommend to have services in the home.
Well, and talk about the importance of that companionship on maybe slowing the potential progression of Alzheimer's or dementia.
Absolutely. There's kind of four areas we look at as caregivers in the home. We want to seek to understand what's going on with the senior. It could be something in their immediate surroundings that's really bothering them, but a caregiver can really help kind of deflate maybe a scenario. A caregiver can also help redirect. Redirect is one of the biggest tools that we use with our Alzheimer's and dementia clients. And so maybe it's just changing the subject or mood, maybe even just going to a different room. Wow. I mean, can be a game changer. Apologize, even if it's not your fault. Just mm-hmm. say, I'm sorry, right? A lot of times we'll see with our dementia clients, they feel like they've done something wrong when that's typically never the case.
Yeah.
But the caregiver takes the high road. I'm sorry that that happened. I'm sorry you feel that way. And then the last thing we see with a caregiver in the home scenario is just give simple choices. a family member who is maybe caring for their loved one with dementia every day is tired and exhausted, and they're tired of giving choices, and they're hearing the same stories over and over every day. Having a caregiver come in and listen to those stories every day and really taking that maybe break that that family member needs can help. And giving simple choices is a big deal. And just being able to say, you know, what would you like for dinner, chicken or roast beef? That can be something super simple that a caregiver can do to just give simple choices and really help a family member out.
Go ahead.
Well, you brought up kind of that respite for the loved ones, maybe that daughter, that son. What are you looking for in your caregivers to be able – you wouldn't want me, I'll tell you that much. But to be able to listen to that same story over and over and do it with a smile and do it with compassion.
You know, very early on, Adam and I said we weren't going to bring a care professional onto our team that we wouldn't let care for our mom or dad, right? It's very personal. Our tagline is, to us, it's personal, and it really is. We're looking for someone who's compassionate, who wants to serve other people, that just has a heart for seniors, and that just has the personality that, you know what, every day that you care for a senior could be different. And not taking things personally. As a caregiver, that's one of the biggest tips we can give, even as a family member caregiver. Taking things personally can really put you in a tailspin. So we're looking for someone who can go with the flow as well.
And Hillary, on the technical side of that recruiting part, what type of training or certifications does a person need?
So we do all of our training in-house at 1416 West Virginia. Our care pros, they go through a 22-hour state-certified care professional training. So we do a mixture of hands-on, whether it's with personal care, changing an occupied bed, assisting someone with a gait belt or Hoyer lift, all the way to just training in the home. And so we feel like we give them a good foundation, but the best thing we do for them is give them continuing education. So they might not go in a home for a year with someone with dementia. We will give them additional training before they go into that home and try to prepare them. So we really want to continually train our care pros all the time, but that initial foundation is big.
Are you hiring right now?
Absolutely. Always hiring. Yes. You know, the need for a senior to stay at home and the support families need, it's higher than ever. So we're always looking for quality, compassionate care professionals to come onto our team.
Well, how can they get in contact with you or find out more information, whether they're needing your services or wanting to join your team?
So best thing you can do is call our office, 417-625-1868, and speak with Wendy. She is our HR manager. She's incredible. You can also go on our website. It's homeinstead.com/756. That's our Home Instead Joplin website. And you can start filling out an application today. But you can stop by, too, 1416 Virginia, and we'd love to talk with you and see if you'd be a good fit for our team.
All right. Well, of course, again, Hillary with Home Instead, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me. It was a blast.
I'd like to have you back.
Yes. Love that.
Well, we've got more coming up. We're going to wrap things up on the show on the way next.
This is Four States Live, AM 860 and 97.5 KKOW.